are you thankful for God waking you up this morning? I just want y'all to understand something. You can transfer that when you come here. And when we start praise and worship, you can lift your hands. You're free to do that. I understand people worship their own way. Growing up in a Pentecostal church, they ran around and jumped and shouted and praised. And so when I got here and they were doing that, I said, I felt right at home. The whistling threw me off, but I felt right at home. I never heard anybody whistling in service before. Being thankful. A thankful heart is not about thanking God about the little things or thanking God about the big things. It's a thankful heart will be deeply committed to the finished works of Jesus. Everything that he's done for you, a thankful heart will be committed, deeply committed to the finished works of Jesus. It isn't God is going to do, it's God has already done. And Lord, I thank you and I receive it. I thank you and I receive what I believe I've been asking for. I thank you. We thank him. Lord, I thank you for saving me, baptizing me, and filling me with your Holy Spirit. When was the last time you stopped and just really thank God for the breath that you breathe? You know, when your lungs are going out, you have an opportunity to thank God for that. When you're on 150 liters of oxygen, you have an opportunity to thank God right there. When you're out of breath after you've been running and doing all that stuff and you're trying to get your wind, you're thankful for the breath that God has given you. Be thankful. There's a lot to gripe and complain about. There's not too many books and things that are written of great men that have griped and complained. The Bible isn't filled with gripers and complainers. It's filled with men who weren't perfect, but they surrendered their will to God's will. They stepped out in faith. Just like God asks us to step out in faith every single day of our lives, we step out in faith. We trust him. We believe in him. We step out and we can thank him. Even if we miss it, we can still thank him because his grace and mercy is new. God doesn't want you to fail. He's not looking to strike you dead. He's not looking to afflict you. He loves you. He cares about you. See, Dexter, that's what you should be doing right there. No, I'm just playing. But here's the thing. He loves you. In Psalm 156 says this, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let everything what? Do what? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let everything, you have breath in you? Then do what? Come on. Why are we so shy with that? It's like we come to church and we're like, well, I got to be quiet. I can't say anything. I can't do anything. I can't shout. I can't. We're not up here to entertain you. I'm not an entertainer. I'm not Tim, the entertainer. That's not me. Come on now. See? Let everything that has breath, you have the breath of God in you. We praise the Lord. This is what you were created to do. This is what you are called to do, is to worship him and to praise him. We give God the highest praise that there is to mankind. We praise the Lord. The four living beings around the throne of God, they do not rest day and night saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who is, who was and is to come. Day and night, they do not rest. Day and night. And every time they give glory and honor and thanks to God who sits on the throne, the 24 elders prostrate themselves to him who sits on the throne. They were made by him and for him. They were made to worship God. You were made to worship God. You were created to praise the Lord. Every single day of your life, you live a life of thanksgiving and praise. You don't have to have another bad day. You can have a bad moment. You can have a bad minute. You can have a bad, you know, hour or what have you, but you don't have to. It's 24 hours in a day. 24. And you're going to let one little thing ruin the whole entire day. Praise him. That would throw the enemy into confusion. Give thanks to him, for he's good, and his love and mercy endures forever. Be thankful. Even if your kids are acting up, Lord, be thankful that I have them. They were made to worship God and to give honor and thanks to him, and they have not stopped doing this since creation. Yet they weren't created in God's image. You were. You were. In 1 Chronicles 16, 34, give thanks to the Lord, for he is what? His faithful love endures forever. Religion has made God out to be the bad person and all the things that go wrong in the world. You know, we just can't continue to slap this, well, God is sovereign over something we can't explain. Sometimes it's just okay to say, I don't know. We attribute the evil works to God, but yet everything that he created in his world, it was called good. So there's no evil in God at all. So why is there evil in the world? Because we have an enemy out there who comes to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy. And then we blame God. We turn around and blame God for it. God is not the author of confusion. He's not the author of destruction in that sense. But see, the enemy's path, his past is horrible. His future, his present is horrible. And his future is going to be even worse. He's got it jacked up. Very hot. Some people, you know, someone gets sick. God might be teaching you something. No, that's not God teaching you something. That's not God putting that on you. Well, I'm going to just be thankful for God doing this in my life. Be thankful that he's healed you already 2,000 years ago. Because he didn't put that sickness on you to teach you something. He didn't cause that accident over there to happen because he wanted them to know him on his death at the hour, at that time, for them to go home and be with the Lord. That wasn't God who caused that accident. And we slap the sovereign God. Sometimes things just happen in our world. We live in a fallen world. God is here to save you. That's why he's called our Savior. He's here to save you. He's not the narcissist that will try to stir up problems in your life and then try to be the hero of those problems. He doesn't do that. There's an enemy. We sometimes miss it because we're not perfect. But we have to be honest with him. We got to be transparent with him. Lord, I missed hearing from you the other day. Lord, I just ask you forgive me. I love telling this story, but when my kids were playing, they're at the house, and twice I had told them, stop playing or something worse may happen to you. And it's like an angel of the Lord or a voice of God was like, exactly. Okay, Lord, what are you telling me? He was telling me something. If I just stop and listen to what he was telling me, I wouldn't have been in the jam that I was in at that moment. He was waking me up 5 o'clock every single morning to spend some time with him. And sometimes I do it. 5:01, 5 o'clock, 4:59. On the dot, like it was just an internal alarm, right? Just waking up. And then the last time they had done it, They got upset. They got mad. Or they didn't get mad. They got hurt. And I said, see, and I was a little more stern with it. See, if you would have just stopped playing, that never would have happened to you. Exactly. Okay. I hear you. See, when Peter denied Jesus, Jesus didn't say, Peter, that's my bad. It was just a sovereign will of God. No, that was Peter's fault. When Judas did what he did, Jesus didn't blame himself. He didn't blame God. He didn't say it was just a sovereign will of God. It was Judas's fault. Those things, I said, the enemy within him made him do that. See, we keep blaming God over things that doesn't really, yeah, God is in control. He is in control. He's in control of the outcome. He has written your life. He wants you to walk in that pathway that he has already planned for you. But if we choose to go the other way, that's not his fault. That's ours. God is sovereign. God is sovereign. He is the Lord Almighty. But he has given you a choice every single day, whether you're going to serve him or you're going to serve the devil, you're going to serve yourself, serve your flesh. And if we serve ourselves and serve our flesh and serve the enemy, there ain't nothing he can do because he's bound by his word. He will not alter or change the thing that goes out of his mouth. He's bound by his word. Let everything that breathes sing praises to the Lord. God is always good. Even in your sleep, God is good because it's his nature. There is no darkness in him. He's the only one that can save us from the destruction that we have helped cause, being under the influence of the enemy. Bad things happen because not because it was the sovereign will of God, but because there's an enemy who comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. In John 16:33, it says this, I told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you may have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. Those sorrows, those trials, is tribulation, persecution, affliction, trouble, burden. He says, in this world, you're going to have trouble. You will have tribulation. No one on this earth is ever going to not have trouble in their life. No one. But that's not what I focus on. I want you focusing on the last part. But take heart, because I have overcome the world. Who's talking here? Jesus. He's saying, but take heart. Don't worry. Don't fear. I've overcome it. Even though the world is going to do all these things and come against you, don't worry about it. I've overcome it. And together, we're going to whoop them. It's good to have Jesus on your side. But take heart, because I've overcome this world. What's got you down and out right now? What's got your heart or your attention 24/7? You don't think God's going to do it. You don't think God is going to come through. I'm here to tell you, he's already done it. And sometimes it just takes a little oomph to get you there, get you going. Sometimes it just takes a little push, a little helping, a little, come on now. Y'all got to take that step. Come on. He wants you to. Then it's just like, oh. And then you're walking in it and it's like, why didn't I do that long ago? Why can't I just step over this little hurdle? You're thinking this is great, gigantic hurdle, and it's just like. Because the more we talk about it, the more energy we give to it, the bigger it becomes in our lives. The big thing that we should be exalting is God and the name of Jesus. Make him big and make your problems small. The more you talk about your problems and your doubts and your unbelief and stuff, you feed it. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and God becomes smaller in your life. This is when we get afraid. There is nothing on this planet that can stop what God wants to do in your life. But you. Because God will not make you do something. He wants to flow with you. God can operate sovereignly. He doesn't need us, but he has put us here, not just for fellowship, but to push out his word. So he wants to flow through you. Luke 19:13. And he called upon 10 servants, delivered them 10 pounds and said, what? Occupy till I come. That means do business. Do business until he comes back. You don't ever stop. Well, God is coming. Well, let's just sell our house, sell everything that we have and go on the road. Are we going to talk about Jesus? He didn't tell you to do that. He said, do business. You get some religions that'll have you sell everything. And you'll be living in a van down by the river. If God didn't tell you to do it, don't do it. If somebody comes across your path and tells you, 15 different people come and tell you something different than what the Lord has spoke to you, don't do it. It doesn't matter what they say. I'm going to go with the word of the Lord. You go with the word of the Lord. Why? It's his plan for your life. Come on. He says, in this world, you are going to have trouble, but that just comes with the territory. See, the trouble doesn't come from God. You know what does? His peace that he leaves with you. In the midst of all the chaos that surrounds you, Jesus says to take heart because he has overcome the world, and you don't have to put up with anything that the enemy chooses to throw at you. And we can just thank Jesus for the peace that we have in him, the peace that overcomes this world. We can thank him for that. You know, it's a beautiful thing when the enemy is giving you his best shot and you're still standing firm. You still get up. You still take that shower. You still get dressed. You still come to worship. You still open up your Bible. You still pray. You still stand firm. You're still going in and meeting friends. You're still speaking life into people. You're still praising. You're still praying. You're still shouting. Yes. You're still standing firm. And he's giving you everything he's got. Now, you don't have to get boastful in this, but you can just say, is that it? God's got you. He's got you. Let it go. Stop trying to control everything in your life. Let it go. Let God be God in your life again. Some of you shut off the door for God to operate in your life because of hurt. Let him in. You don't have to let everybody in. Not everyone's for you. Let him in, though. He wants to heal you. He wants to restore you. He wants to save you. He wants to protect you. Let him in. He wants to anoint you so that you can go out and do the works of Christ. And when I say works, I mean good works. Good works. Good works that blesses people. Good works that impacts people's lives. Good works that says, man, I'm so glad the Lord sent that person into my life this week. Good works. I'm so glad I got that text from that individual. Laying up in a hospital one day, and I just get a random text from a good friend. Saw your Bible open on your desk. And it was open to, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Good friends. Good people. A good word from the Lord. You need that. You need people who are going to listen to God more so than listen to this individual, that individual, that individual, that individual that may have different plans for your life. Listen to the Lord. He will lead you and guide you into all truth. If God is taking you through something right now, trust me, and when I tell you this, trust me in this right here, you will get through this. You will get through this. No matter what you're going through right now, you will get through this because there is nothing on this earth. God will never give us anything that we can't handle. That's not scriptural. Because if you can handle it, it wouldn't require him. You can do it in your own power. He's going to call you to do something that's greater than yourself. And it's not just to, just so you appease yourself every single day. It will always be to help other people. Your gift is not for you. It's to help others. Your gift, Kathy. You've been helping all these years in the hospital. You've been sowing seed, and you've been helping. God loves you for that. So when you get discouraged, don't ever think that God doesn't love you because he cares about you. You continue to sow that gift. And whatever you sow, you will also reap. He's for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You will get through this like all the other times, but this is what the Lord wants you to do. Y'all can write this one down. Check your will at the door. When you open up your car door, when you leave here, check your will at the door. Lord, not my will, your will. When you get home to your house, Lord, not my will, your will. When you go into your job, Lord, not my will, your will. When you come into service, Lord, not my will, your will. Wherever you go, check your will at the door. I'm about God's will. I'm about doing his will. Lord, I'm about this. I'm about you. I'm going to check my will at the door. You won't always have to push an agenda for yourself. The agenda is God's will. Lord, who is it that needs prayer today? Who is it that needs a word today? Who is it that I need to get in agreement with? Who is it that needs some extra cash and what have you that I have to sow? Thank you, Lord, for multiplying the seed that I sow. What business do you need me to start up? Some of you think you're down and out. Well, I'm old. I don't see y'all as old. You're young in the spirit. Your spirit, man, is being renewed day by day. Your flesh is just getting a little off. Nothing that but a nip tuck can't fix. My goodness. I like how one person said it. Hey, it's the reason, you know, people have a little weight on them. I said, balloons don't have wrinkles. You think it's over. It's not over. It's not over until God says it's over. And that's something to be thankful for. Every day. Lord, I thank you. It's not over. This stuff I'm still believing for, that I'm thankful for, but it hasn't come to pass yet. I'm talking about some huge things for other people, not for me, for other people. Why do you worry? That's my next scripture there. Yeah, let's go there. Matthew 6:31 says, don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? Those things dominate the thoughts of who? Unbelievers. But your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously. See, God wants us living a righteous life. You live a righteous life, people will think, oh, well, you're trying to do this and do that and do that in order to obtain salvation. No, it's just Jesus calls us to live a righteous life. You're not going to do that perfectly, but understand, he calls us to live a righteous life. And he says he will give you what? Everything you need. Why do you think people don't want you living righteously? They don't want you to have nothing. Next verse says, so don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. Don't worry. God feeds the birds of the air. And there's a time when I was here and I was preaching, and I came here early. And back then we used to have all these June bugs. They used to come and just up at the light and they just knock themselves out and just fall right there, right before the doorstep, right in front of the door. And so I pull up and I was like, oh, just inwardly, I was like, I'm going to have to clean all this stuff up right now. So I went to get the broom and dustpan and stuff. And I came back out there and I was walking out and I see all these birds eating them. He feeds the birds. They don't even have to worry about it. Those June bugs knocked themselves out and God fed the birds. And I still had to clean up after them because they left the shell. They ate the insides of them and just left the shell. So I still had to finish your food. Who told you how to eat? No, so finish your food. The birds of the air doesn't even have to worry about what they're going to get their next meal. But sometimes we do because we forget who we are and who we serve. We serve a living God. God is not dead. And God is not man that he should lie. If he said he's going to take care of you, he's going to take care of all your needs. Live righteously. Live for him. Don't worry about tomorrow. Lord, what is it you want? Give us this day our daily bread. That's why we can have an attitude of thanksgiving. Because when we're worrying about tomorrow, we get out of the will. What is it you want for me today, Lord? Give us this day our daily bread. I hope this fires you up for the rest of this day to live righteously for God, to have fun, to enjoy your company, and quit allowing that person who cut you off in traffic, even though they probably deserve to go to hell. No, it's fine. I'm just kidding. How dare they? We live righteously until we get behind a wheel, huh? I don't know why the cops keep stopping me. I'm not going that much over the speed limit. No, but but here's the thing. I said, most of the time I get a ticket. I mean, I get a warning. It's a warning. Because I'm very thankful. I'm respectful. Towards authority, no, sir. Yes, sir. You know how fast you're going? I said, yeah. Yeah. Actually, this one time I did get caught. I got caught going to Garden City. And I had my daughter-in-law in there with my son. And I was flying. And I was trying to pass a car and going up a hill, so I wanted to make sure I get there before somebody comes, right? And he was sitting right on top of that hill. I said, you joker. Right before I can slow down, gave me a ticket. That was several years ago. When did TT graduate? 5 years ago. You think I learned my lesson? Yeah. That's why you get those radars. That's why. No, I haven't got caught since. See, it's something different when it's... My wife would tell me to slow down, but I drive the same speed limit as her. Dad, you drive too slow. I'm driving the same speed limit. Every door you enter and every door you close, make sure it's the will of God for your life. Troubles don't always last, but you know what tough people do? Tough times don't always last, but tough people will last. You were made tough. There was a commercial that used to be back in the 80s, but it was a Chevy commercial. But I liked it. It was pretty cool. It was kind of a Western draw to it or whatever. Like a rock. You remember that? I'm as strong as I can be. Listen, we serve a God that is so strong. In your weaknesses, he is strong. He is like that rock, that unsinkable rock. I don't want you to ever worry about anything else in another day of your life and immediately go to God. That's nothing for God. That's nothing for him. That's nothing for my Heavenly Father. I just got to keep myself in check. You just got to keep yourself in check and not allowing your mind to go all over the places. Because that'll stop us from stepping into what God has called us to do, and it could be the most simplest thing. You know, when I rely on him, coming up here speaking, I'm at peace. But beforehand, if I allow my mind to go everywhere, nervous. That spirit of fear try to come up. No, I'm a lean on him every step of the way. Life may not be easy, but when you have a father that wants to take care of you, it can seem easy. Troubles are going to come, but okay, that's a slow pitch right there. And don't get me wrong, I swung and missed before. That's why I don't play softball anymore. If you enter into his gates with thanksgiving and praise, there is no chance for the enemy to operate or even make a dent in your life because your heart, your mind, and your soul is focused on Jesus. So we have to consciously make an effort to allow Jesus in every area of our life with gratitude and praise. With gratitude and praise. Speaking it out, thanking him for bringing it to pass. Worry doesn't bring anything to pass. It doesn't bring God's word to pass. Worrying does not bring God's word to pass in your life. So you're thinking the more I worry, the more concerned, the more I can manipulate God. You cannot manipulate God. You could probably manipulate people, but you can't manipulate God. You know, I can get up here with all my feelings and emotions and be like, you know, my heart is just a little heavy because I lost my sister a few years back, and this is the anniversary of it. I mean, we were very close growing up and everything, and she just lost her life and everything. And I can get people to feel sorry for me on that one. But if you actually knew me, you would know I ain't got no sister. I have a cousin that we have adopted as a sister. But you understand what I'm saying? It's like, people will get up there and then try to manipulate God, and it's not even true. God is going off of what's in your heart, what he knows to be true. But I can milk that, man. I can get that tiny violin going and get everybody, oh, man, Pastor Tim, here's some money for you. Here, we just want to sow into you. and use that. I ain't got no sister. I've got a cousin that we adopted as a sister, but biologically we don't. When you get before the Lord, be authentic, be genuine, be transparent. He knows everything. You can't hide it from him. You can't. One of the ways we can show God that we're thankful, Psalms 147:7. It says, sing out your thanks to the Lord. Sing praises to our God with a harp. Anybody, y'all? Any of y'all have a harp? Okay, that's good. Don't bring it to church. Psalm 149:1-3. It says, praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing his praises in the assembly of the faithful. O Israel, rejoice in your maker. O people of Jerusalem, exult in your king. Praise his name with dancing, accompanied by tambourine and harp. Another way we can praise or give thanks to God is just doing what the Bible teaches. Not just listening, but doing. Psalm 119 says, as I learn your righteous regulations, I will thank you by living as I should. Another way you can be thankful for the Lord and why he's done what he's done in your life. It says, when you help others that can't help you back. In Matthew 25, it says this, but when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit upon his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered in his presence, and he will separate the people as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep at his right hand and the goats at his left. Then the king will say to those on the right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you for the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger and you invited me into your home. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you cared for me. I was in prison and you visited me. Then the righteous ones will reply, Lord, when did we ever see you hungry and feed you? Or thirsty and give you something to drink? Or a stranger and show you hospitality? Or naked and give you clothing? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will say, I tell you the truth, when you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were doing it to me. Then the king will turn to those on the left and say, away with you, you cursed ones, into the eternal fire, prepare for the devil and his demons. For I was hungry and you didn't feed me. I was thirsty and you didn't give me a drink. I was a stranger and you didn't invite me into your home. I was naked and didn't give me clothing. I was sick and in prison and you didn't visit me. Then they will reply, Lord, when did we ever see you hungry or thirsty or naked or sick in prison and not help you? And he will answer, I tell you the truth. When you refuse to help the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were refusing to help me. And they will go away into the eternal punishment. But the righteous will go where? Into eternal life. We are supposed to do good to all men, especially those who are in the body of Christ. We thank him because he's a just God. He's a righteous God. He's a good God. He's a forgiving God. You mess up, you fess up. Damn. We kind of got it easy. Any of you guys own goats? Sheep? You don't have to take it to the altar and sacrifice it? We kind of got it easy, Lord. Just imagine doing that. Some people have to do it every hour. Man, you can't get right. Got another one, yeah. We're so thankful for what Jesus has done for us. Because you don't have to be your own Savior. And if you're being your own Savior, I'm going to just tell you right now, surrender to God's will. Surrender to what he has for you. Surrender. Sign of surrender right here. So if there's anyone here who hasn't fully surrendered and you just, or you just need prayer, you can come on up. We'll pray with you. Whatever you're going through, we'll get in agreement with you. You can come on up. You can get prayed for. I'll call some people up to help minister to you. Everybody's doing good. Everybody's A-okay. It doesn't matter what it is. God will meet you. You need healing in your body? You need deliverance? You need peace? I'm impressed. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? We'll move this out of the way. Dave, you can put some music on, please. If there's anyone online, Brandon, can you come on up, please? Can you pray for some people? The Browns, can you pray for some people? Can you come on up? Y'all can just spread out right here. Thank you, Jesus. I receive what I was prayed. What was they prayed over me? In Jesus' name. Ronnie, can I pray for you?
And I got a word for the church.
Okay.
Psalm 133.
Okay, you can give that word and I'll pray with you. Pray for you.
Huh?
You can give that word.
Okay. The Lord said for Redfield Church, it's good and pleasant that we dwell together in unity. He anoint your head with his anointing, run down to the floor. You command blessing on each head. It doesn't matter how old, how young you are. If you've been here first time, don't matter. He said, this is Zion, Zion. This is where God meets with his people. You belong to God. You are his son and his daughter. God don't have a stepchild, okay? And he give you the dew of Mount Hermon. That dew is refreshing you morning, noon, and night, no matter what you go through. Because you go through, you don't stand. Good time, good battle, ugly, you don't stand still. With God, you walk through. Because apart from him, we can do absolutely nothing. But you can do all things through Christ to strengthen me. The Lord bless you in Jesus. Say amen.
Amen.
Say, I believe I receive. Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say, Jesus, I love you.
Jesus.
Now give him a kiss. I'm watching. I'm watching your hand. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Father God, we thank you. We thank you for Prana. We thank you for our life, our health, and our strength, Lord. That even in these years, she's still vibrant and still energetic for you, Lord. And we just thank you that you will continue that from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, as her feet says, as her shirt says, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for continued blessings in her life. We thank you for the impact that she's making everywhere she goes, Lord, in every journey that she has. Father God, you are keeping her safe. You are protecting her from hurt, harm, and danger, Lord. And we just thank you for the anointing on her life. Fill her, Lord, in the name of Jesus, with your Holy Spirit. Even more so, Lord. The overflow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
I know I got it, the Amen. Whole thing, and it's going to overflow. Can I give a beautiful lady, fun lady, a hug and a kiss? How do you meet her? Is she from heaven?
Yeah,
yeah, she's the best.
I have to be happy reminded
wife,
of that.
Happy wife, happy life.
She tried to tell me that earlier. Let's stand. Hallelujah. Well, before you leave, give somebody a handshake, a fist bump, elbow, what have you. Don't get wild with it. But God loves you. And he cares about you very deeply. Be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful for all that he's done for you and who he is. Be thankful. Don't allow another jacked up day to go by. Yes, sir. You got a birthday Tuesday. That's my grandson's birthday. So you're not going to outshine my grandson. Hallelujah. If you have anything extra, so do some good works. And do them. Amen. God bless you. Y'all have a great week and we'll see you. No service this Wednesday. No, sir. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.